You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, as we know by now, President Trump has thrown his support behind a plan to slash legal immigration in half by moving to a merit-based system. It's called the RAISE Act, and it's written by Republican Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas and David Perdue of Georgia. What might this plan do in Michigan? And even though it's expected the RAISE Act will not be passed by Congress, what message is America sending to the world? Here with us now, Steve Tobachman, Director of Global Detroit. Steve, I'm wondering, what did you feel when this announcement came from the White House?
I felt like President Trump and his administration must be feeling a little bit desperate because this proposal is bad economics, it's bad for our country, and it's against the national character that makes America great.
When we hear the president pointing to this merit-based system of entry, throwing out the current lottery system and replacing it with a point-based system to earn a green card, giving higher scores for speaking English, higher education, age, and whether the prospective immigrant has a high-paying job offer, what do you hear in all of that? I guess I'm asking, who's not welcome?
Yeah, well, about half the people who have come here, and that's the clear point here, is that President Trump and this act would have the total number of immigrants coming to America, and that would really hurt the economy, cost us jobs, and depress wages and prosperity for America. It's bad for communities like Michigan that have relied upon immigration as the sole source of population growth over the last 5 years. It's bad for industries like our agricultural industry that relies upon for almost more than 25% of its labor, immigrant labor. And as a result, it's bad for Michigan families and households.
When you hear the president's pitch that immigrants are taking jobs away from Americans, this is going to, you know, give these jobs back to Americans. What's your answer?
Yeah, the notion that cutting in half the number of immigrants to our country will create more jobs just doesn't make any economic sense. And you won't find any economist who supports it, much less. It's like finding a climate denier scientist. They're in such a small supply, it's not a credible idea. The reality is that the economy is not a fixed pie. More people equals more economic activity, more spending, and it means more job creation and higher wages for all of us. If having too many workers compete for jobs was the thing that caused unemployment, then and having fewer people compete for a fixed number of jobs, then Detroit would be booming. There'd be no unemployment in a city like Detroit that has lost over half its people. We have fewer workers now competing for those jobs. The reality is that when you depopulate a city, a state, a community, or a country that is rapidly aging and graying, you hurt that economy and you stop economic activity and you stop creativity. And those are the things that create the economy. So the reality is that immigrants create jobs, and you find widespread agreement from the Heritage Foundation, the Cato Institute, the Mackinac Center here in Michigan, and the National Academy of Sciences. Economists agree that the economy is not a zero-sum game or a fixed pie, and that more people create more economic activity, more and better-paying jobs.
And you make that case very skillfully in a major report that you were co-author of for the Michigan Economic Center. It was released a little earlier this summer. Michigan, we are all migrants here. Steve, what kind of cost do you think the president's immigration policies as a whole have meant for Michigan since he took office? What kind of ripple effects have we seen?
We're already seeing probably close to $1 billion of economic impact on Michigan's economy this year. The reality is that Michigan and Detroit and many of our communities have relied upon immigration growth as a source of population growth, and that has an unquantifiable economic impact. But secondly, we know that agriculture, where 28% of the workers are immigrants. The Farm Bureau projects that between 15 and 61% of all agricultural activity will be curtailed if we were to get rid of all undocumented labor. You know, this is a $12 billion agricultural industry, and even if we take the lowest bound estimate by the Farm Bureau, we would find that, which is 13% of the production, that would have a $750 million decrease in economic activity here in Michigan. Thirdly, international tourism. We know from online booking that international tourism has dropped 16% since Trump took office, and 6% of all the pure Michigan spending is from international visitors. This is a $221 million economic loss to the state of Michigan from the downturn in international tourism since Trump took office. The last area we can quantify the economic impact is around international students. Michigan educates 32,000 international students right now at its colleges and universities. These students spend over $1 billion. And we are in conversation with universities and looking at national surveys are projecting a 10% decline in international student enrollment. President Trump's policies and rhetoric have decreased international student enrollment, and that will cost Michigan about $100 million in the coming academic year in international student tuition fees, spending, restaurants, and rent that they pay in Michigan communities.
We should point out there has been pretty strong backlash to the RAISE Act in Congress, even among GOP lawmakers that already withered on the vine once this year before getting this new boost from the president. So there is a feeling it will not be passed into law, but it is sending a message, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, the president is sending a political message. He's not serious about attracting high-tech workers and focusing our immigration system on the economy. If he were, he would first of all be supporting comprehensive immigration reform. Second of all, it's his administration that has put a hold on the entrepreneurship visa. If you want to grow jobs, if you want to create jobs, if you want to create a high prosperity economy, that was a program that was set to go into motion that would bring new entrepreneurs to America to create those jobs. To put that on hold and to suggest that you're supporting an act that's going to grow the economy by restricting immigration, you really have to have a deaf ear to the actions of the Trump administration. President Trump has also talked about restricting the optional practical training portion of international student visa, about cutting the H-1B visa. These are entry points for high-skilled American workers who are international. These are entry points for the tech workers that we need to grow the economy, and they are working now. And he should be expanding those existing programs rather than trying to create a new system.
Steve Tobachman, Director of Global Detroit. Steve, thanks so much.
Okay.